Did you know that it's our church anniversary this week? We are 59 years old this week. Give it a hand. Woo! Yeah, the second Sunday in November, I think it was the 8th of November 1947, a group of people got together and this church was founded. It's an exciting time because a lot's happened in 59 years. You know, often when we think of celebration times and things like this, where you reflect back, sometimes you look at it and you think, gee, there's a lot happened. I mean, some of you are older than 59. How amazing is that? I'm older than 59. You were born before the foundation of the church. You know, it's good to give thanks for what God's doing and what God's done. It's interesting, when you read through Paul's letters, there's a number of letters that he wrote to churches. And often he started off those letters with a time of thanks. He also spoke to them about a lot of the issues that were happening for them in the church. And we know that, don't we? When you give thanks, it's not the only thing. When you thank God for someone or you thank them for something, it's not saying everything about their life is perfect. Paul was the same. As he spoke to these churches, he sent letters to them, he affirmed and he thanked them for what he saw. But he also spoke to the issues that were very relevant. You know, it's good to develop a habit of thankfulness. Because what it does is it changes our perspective on things. I find I often have to just sit down and write down my thank list. And it just reminds me that actually there's a lot of good stuff going on. Because sometimes we can get focused on the stuff that is not so flash. So when we are thankful, and when we thank other people, we affirm and we encourage them. It's not saying they're 100%. But it's saying, hey, thank you for what you've just done. And when Paul writes these letters, he thanks people and he thanks God for what is happening in these churches. And that's a positive thing. I just want to read through a few of these verses of thanks that Paul expresses. And remembering, when Paul writes to a church, in the English it uses the word you, Y-O-U. That's plural. We often read it individual. We read it as me personally. But it's often plural when he's writing to a church. So hear it from that perspective. In 1 Corinthians 1, verse 4, that's 1 Corinthians we've been reading through this week, and it got me thinking about it. Verse 4, Paul says, I always thank God for you because of his grace that is given you in Christ Jesus. And one other version of that talks about, I thank God for the gifts that he's given you. Remember, the Corinthian church was full of gifts, but lacking in love. But he thanked God for the gifts that the church had. In Romans 1, verse 8, the church in Rome, Paul wrote, First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you because your faith is being reported all over the world. What a great thing to say. Firstly, I want to thank God for all of you because your faith is being reported all over the world. That might not be true for us, but it is true for this church in many places across the world. It's a good thing to celebrate. In Philippians 1, verse 3 to 6, when Paul wrote to the Philippians, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. I thank my God every time I remember you. What a way to go. Every time we think of you, Paul says, I thank God. Wouldn't it be great to be a church that every time someone thinks of us, they thank God for us? Wouldn't that be great? I think there's an aspect of that here. I think there is something there. And also just that confidence that he who began a work in us, who's the one who began a work in us? Jesus. We've been singing about him lots this morning. He who began a good work in you, it says, not you individually only, it's us as a body. God is the one who's going to carry it on to completion. That's exciting stuff. In Colossians, Paul writes to the Colossian church, "We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints." I thank God for the faith that I see in you and the love that you have for all the saints. What a great legacy. In 1 Thessalonians, he writes to the church in Thessalonica. Remember, Paul only spent three weeks with this church. Saw it founded and then off. And yet he's able to write back and he says, "We always thank God." It's interesting, the word "always" comes through a lot there. "We always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers. We continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labour prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ." So Paul doesn't just say, "Oh, we thank God for you." He actually itemises some of the things he's thankful for. And in this case particularly, work produced by faith, labour produced by love. You know, we talk about that's a labour of love. And sometimes it feels like it, doesn't it? It's a labour of love as you minister to people, as you love one another, as you love neighbours. It's a labour of love. And your endurance inspired by hope. The hope of the gospel, the hope of the possibilities, the hope of the future enables us to continue to keep going. And Paul recognised that in the Thessalonian church. And he wanted them to know that. Very important to affirm people, to thank them. Paul was very specific in that. But as I said earlier, he wasn't saying their whole life was fantastic. He wasn't saying all the churches that he wrote to had things in place. There was a lot of issues he had to deal with, some more than others in churches. And we're the same. South Perth Church of Christ, 59 years. And there's a lot of things to give thanks for in this church. A lot of people. A lot of things. But we haven't done everything perfectly. We haven't done everything well. We haven't always made the best decisions. But it's good to give thanks. You know, sometimes we don't always appreciate our church, do we? You know, I've heard a few people just recently, they've actually travelled and they've gone to other churches and they've come back and they said, "Oh, thank God for South Perth." You know, now obviously that's only out of what they've experienced on a service time. But sometimes we can look and we can see the nitty gritty in people and we think, "Oh, that bugs me and this bugs me and the way we do this bugs me." And you know, I think it's good to look back and say, "Wait a minute, there's a lot of things to give thanks for. Even just in your time here. There's things to give thanks for." You know, I came here as a 17-year-old in 1972. My last year of school, I came from the country, boarded at Scotch College and had a few opportunities to come here. And I've been here almost ever since. Went to university and then started school teaching. But I remember just the many things that I'm thankful for. And over this week, I reflected on some. I guess the first thing I thank God for is basketball. Because that was the thing that drew me to this church initially. I played a game of basketball with a friend when I was still at school. And then I came back the next year when I was at uni as a rebellious type, wondering which direction I'll go, university student. I thought, "I'll go to South Perth because they play basketball." That's the reason I came. You can come for any motive. I can't believe what God's done through basketball. I thank God for the people who have encouraged me in this place. So many people over the years. What is it, 34 years? It's a long time, isn't it? Some of you have been here longer. But I thank God for the people who encouraged me. You know, when I was first here, I was living in an accommodation residential college at uni, so you don't feel like you're living, you haven't got a home, you know. And so some of the older people in this church, and they're old then, that's right, and some of them are still alive, but they'd have you around for meals, and that was important. Because I didn't really feel like I had anywhere I could call home. And then after 2.5 years of being up here, David and Diane Bond actually invited me to live in their home. And suddenly, for the first time, I had a family up here, and I thought, man, I feel like I belong now. And I don't know if David and Diane are here this morning, but they are key people in my life. They encouraged me, they released me, they gave me opportunities for ministry in ways that I didn't really think about much. And I guess through them and a lot of the young people in this church then, they really actually reaffirmed in me a faith. I discovered my faith again at that point. I thank God for the fact that in this church I was able to get involved in ministry. The children's ministry and then youth ministry and young adult ministry at the same time as teaching. I thank God for the people in leadership here who actually trusted me. Silly people. They trusted me with responsibility, and I think I've been a bit of a maverick since then. Often done my own thing. Thank God for the people who encouraged and supported us as a couple. We were married here back in 1979, and a lot of people have loved us well. I thank God for the fact that this church has preached the gospel. You know, back when I first started coming to South Perth, it was sort of known as the place, and even more so in the 50s and 60s, it was known as the place that if you wanted to take someone who didn't know Christ to hear the gospel, go to South Perth on a Sunday night. Very strong in sharing the gospel and very strong in mission. I thank God for the fact that this church has and is focused on mission. Local and, well, the sea to sea. Become more refined in some ways and more defined, but I thank God for the fact that it was in this church that I really got a heart for mission. And I thank God for the people who, I guess, encouraged me and supported me as I went on overseas mission trips back there in the late 70s. It was very powerful in my life. I thank God for the people who were instrumental in encouraging me to take a step into full-time ministry and being here, something I never thought of really doing. And I thank God that I haven't always thanked God for that one. But I thank God for the people, the leaders who took a risk. And for you people who sort of took a risk in saying, well, not really sure how this will work out. Probably still wondering, but took a risk. And I've been full-time ministry here for 18 years. Seems a long time. That's older than some of you people are alive as well. And I thank God for the many friends and the great partnerships and the friendships I've got here and have had here. In the midst of all of that stuff, it's a good thing. This church has blessed me. Now, you're a part of this church, unless you're here for the first time today. But you're a part of this church. God has in some ways touched your life through this church. He's touched other people through you, in and out of this church. Some of you have been here longer than I have. Some of you have been here very recently. If you were to complete that sentence, I thank God for this church because. I thank God for this church because. There might be a myriad of things you could say, or there mightn't be too many. I want you to think about that. I thank God for this church because. Just tell the person next to you. Just tell the person next to you. It's one of those things. I thank God for this church because. We'd love to hear some of that. So what we're going to do is the next part of the sermon is for you to share. All right. So Darren and Tanya have got the microphones, and they're just going to wander around. So what we'd love, you don't have to share what you just shared, but we'd love to hear briefly from you, whether you've been here for a month or 50 years. I thank God for this church because. It would be good to be brief, it would be good to be specific, so we can hear from maybe more people. Okay? Let's go. Over to you. Get those hands up. Come on.
Okay. When my husband was where was it? Inland somewhere. They were building hospitals. It was all amongst Aboriginal people, and they were
just use the microphone.
That's and right. they were petrol sniffing, and it was very scary for him. And he locked his caravan, and he thought, "Oh my glory, where am I?" And then all of a sudden, he had a knock on the door, and that was Vincent Semmels from the Church of Christ, from the old Church of Christ still. You remember Vincent Semmels?
Yep.
And talked with my husband. After that, when we came down here, we came to the old church there, and we thoroughly enjoyed it. My daughter got married there. My son-in-law gave his heart to the Lord there under Des Nelson. It's been a tremendous blessing. And then Hilda and Keith Valentine started open house, and it was just grand.
Thanks, Tony. Yep.
Because it feels like home.
Feels like home.
I just wanted to say that it's because of the people and the relationships that have been developed over the years.
Thanks,
Ian. I'm from Albany Church of Christ, and I really thank God for this church and this church family, that when my daughter Justine came down to Perth, having walked a little bit away from the Lord but still belonged to the Lord, you made her feel so welcome. And then Gabriel, when she had a marriage breakup and came here, this was her church family. So the Lord has been so faithful. He never lets. And if you ever doubt that once your kids belong to the Lord, you give them to him and he will never let them go, and he'll hold them. So I just praise God for this church, for their faithfulness, and keep watching over kids.
Thanks.
I've been here 35 years, give a day or two. And I thank God for this fellowship, because I was widowed at 64, and I don't know what I'd have done without it. And when I saw what Tanya did this morning, brought back memories that we used to do many years ago.
Thanks, Ivy.
I came here not knowing anyone, said John Bond.
Fee just expressed that she's thankful for John Bond and Dave. Me? Everyone.
Yeah, let's broaden it. Okay, that's good. Who have we got, Tanya?
I was sitting out there this morning when the worship was going on, and I had my back to the door, but I was talking, and every single time I turned around and I watched somebody walk through the door and into the thing, I thought, oh yeah, I have to ask that person what they're doing or how that thing's going, because I was just thinking there's so many people who are active in the community and reaching out to their circle or the school that they teach in or their workplace, and I thought, what a blessing to every single time I turn around to think that person is active in their community. So I just thank God for that.
Thanks, girl.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that the church is very big at pulling together resources when problems arise, and it's really appreciated.
Thanks, Drew.
I'd like to thank God for the response to helping my school for our fete next Sunday. I expected perhaps a few people would help me, but I have been blown away by the incredible love and support, and I thank you all. Thank you so much.
Good on you. Remember to pray for Noriel at the school next Sunday afternoon, and whenever. Noriel's got a mission field there. Yep.
Anyone's allowed to participate in the creative arts and ministries things, like no matter how much skill or talent they have, they're allowed to?
Yeah.
I recruited Matthew for our ministry.
You agree with him?
Absolutely.
Even Darren, doesn't matter how much skill he's got, he can still be a part of it.
Yeah, we've been here just over 2 years, and we'd like to thank God for the children's ministry. And it's Tanya. Tanya, you're doing a fantastic job with the kids' ministry. Your kids really enjoy it. It's a real blessing to them. So I'd just like to thank Tanya and the whole team who do the children's ministry.
Good on you. Thanks, Mike.
I'd like to thank God for this church, because I've met many, many friends here and made many friends. And I thank God for Joy and Keith Murphy, who brought me first of all to this church in 1966, when George Wood was the minister. And I thank God for the many ministers, men of God that have ministered here to me and through this church, thinking of, well, George Woods, Des Nelson, Jack Bond, now John, and yourself, David. We've had many, many others as well, but they've all been great men of God, and I thank God for that.
Great, Di.
I thank God because for this church, because each Sunday when we meet together, we hear the name of Jesus. And I tell you, there are a lot of churches you can go to every Sunday and never hear the name of Jesus. Thank you, South Beth.
Thank you, Bob.
I'd like to... they're all teasing me. I'd like to thank God for this church, for the youth ministry. We've been here for 7 years now, or eight, or something like that. And also for the music, and under the direction of Darren and Mel. And it's been great to have opportunity to share in that ministry.
Thanks, Grace. Mandy.
I'd like to thank God for this church, because it's been a true blessing to our family. We joined the church when our four sons were very young, and it really underpinned our family life. And being Christians in a Christian family has really helped. It didn't remove the problems, but it was a joy. It is a joy. And thank you for everyone who's put their time into our sons. It's certainly, anybody who's got young children, hang in there. It makes all the difference. It's great. Thank you.
Hi, Mandy.
Hey, I'd like to thank God for the fact that when I arrived, I got such a good welcome. And when I left London, I really didn't think I would find a church I felt like I belonged to. And yeah, it's been awesome. And also for the fact that whenever I come, I'm challenged. And that's, again, something I didn't think I would find. Again, it's hard to leave my church at home. And just to come and to know that the teaching I hear is actually changing who I am. So that's lots of stuff.
That's good. Thanks, Kate.
I really thank the church very much, because I'm a same age as a church. I'm also 59 this year. First of all, I would like to thank the church for taking care of my daughter, who was here from 2001 until 2005. When she was alone here, whereas my wife and myself are in Indonesia. We feel the rural area, we feel the need of the slums. And I'd like to thank the church for the people who are in mission in the slums area. The most important thing is taking care of them. For 10 years, when we were in Indonesia in the slum, we were very fortunate that we were never sick even for a day. I will hope that the church will bless those, the God will bless those who are in the slums, to take care of them, especially for their health and their work. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
Hi. I'd like to thank God for this church, particularly because it's never lost its focus. It's, and I know that the people that began this church would just be so thrilled and thankful to God to just see the number of people here and the way the church has grown, and that the focus is still on outreach, it's still on mission, it's still on leading people to God, it's still on being a family, it's still on love and caring for people. And it's just been such a blessing to me, who has grown up in this church, to see my well, my mum and dad, of course, started, and then my family and my own family have come to the Lord through this church. I'd also like to thank God that he led us to have David to stay with us, which has been a real blessing through the years too. Thanks.
I'd like to thank God for the shed, for the staff, or people like that, and also I'd like some more help in the shed if it's possible.
That's chapter two, Bob.
Right. But if anybody is available, They'll be really gratefully received. It's really good in there. Come in, have a look.
Good on you.
Some of you may know this, but about 4 years ago I found this church on the internet. So, yeah, thank God for this church, because he drew me here, and he's given me a husband, he's given me so many new friends, and he's encouraged me so much along my journey through this church.
Good to find a husband or a wife in the church, isn't it? Where are we?
I'd like to thank God for this church, for the urgent prayers that go out when somebody's seriously ill.
Thanks, Ron.
I'd like to thank God for this church because we came here because we wanted somewhere for our kids to go to Sunday school. But we found the Lord. It was through the Sunday school, or the children's ministry, that both Margaret and I became Christians. As a result of that, our four children have become to know the Lord themselves in their own walk. We've baptised them, and we've watched them get married, and we've seen grandchildren come and still coming. It's just our home, our spiritual home. I'd like to thank God for David Stanford. He's been a special friend through the years. Thanks.
How about I pray at this time, eh? We'll give thanks to God. Father, as we reflected a little bit on what you've done here and what you've done through this place. I guess 59 years in compared to eternity is not long, but thank you for the thousands of people who have been impacted through this church. Thank you for the people who had the vision and the desire to work hard to start this church. Thanks that they trusted you. Thank you for the people who have ministered in and through this church, either on a paid capacity or the thousands and thousands of people who have ministered voluntarily. They've given of themselves. Father, we thank you that the legacy continues. We thank you that it continues to go on. Lord, I just want to thank you for the memories. I want to thank you for the people here this morning. Many have been here their whole life. Some have been here their whole life. Others shorter time. But thanks that every one of us has been impacted in some way. Father, we thank you. We commit this church to you. We thank you again for what you've done in and through this place. And we look forward to what you're going to do in and through it in the future. Amen. You know, as I said earlier, thanking God is really good to do. Celebration is good. It reminds us of some things. And a lot of you didn't have a chance to share. That's okay. Tell someone afterwards what you thank God for about this church. But the thing is, being thankful also gives us a chance to move forward and to continue. To not just sit back and stay in the past. Because it is easy sometimes to stay in memory, isn't it? You know, and I play a lot of sport. I still love to, but I say to people, you know, the older I get, the better I was. I was really good. I read this quote earlier this year, and I've got it written up on my wall, not on the wall, but on a sheet of paper there. And it says, "When your memories are more exciting than your dreams, you've begun to die. Find joy in your dreams." When your memories are more exciting than your dreams, you've begun to die. Obviously, we're dying. You know, we're on a dying process. That's what we are. But it's important to dream. It's important to look at the future. Important to celebrate, thank God, have the memories. So important. Because that often gives us the impetus to keep going as we reflect on what God has done. In and through motley people. Gives us the impetus to keep going. I really encourage you to reflect, and to thank God for what's happened in this church in your time. But I also invite you this morning to reconsider your own involvement. Relook at it. Not to say, oh, I've got to do more, but just to rethink and say, okay, where are we going? What dream has God given me for the future? Because God wants us to keep not just dreaming, but living out our dreams. He wants us to continue to fly. Maybe in ways we haven't before, maybe in different ways. You know, this is about the kingdom of God being extended through this church. It has been extended much here in Australia and overseas because of this church, because of people in this church. But we want to continue with that and go further. And we're all in it. It's not about being passive. There's no passengers in this game. We're all involved. Be part of it in a renewed manner. Now, some of you may know or heard of or have heard often the Martin Luther King, I have a dream. You heard that? I have a dream. We're going to have a time of prayer now, and it's going to be based on that. We have a dream. So I'll invite those four people to come forward. There's four people going to be coming forward. And we're going to actually be praying into a dream. And there'll be aspects of what they pray that will be significant for you. All right, so can you make sure you grab a microphone? Where are the microphones, guys? Yeah, one, Catherine, you use that one. And there's another one under that sheet of paper for Ben. So you guys just want to come up here. They're going to lead us in a prayer. And I'd like you all to stand. Just stand as we go forward in what Christ is going to do. Thanks.
Thanks. We have a dream in Perth and Western Australia of hundreds of pastors and intercessors on their knees, arm in arm, shoulder to shoulder, crying out to God for revival and spiritual awakening. Among these leaders and intercessors are Africans and Asians, Indigenous Australians and Middle Easterners, people from every tribe and tongue. There is no distinction of race, and love is abounding. There are more spontaneous prayer gatherings around the city than can possibly be numbered. The spiritual climate of our region is being transformed as the people of Perth pray.
We have a dream of a city without divisions and a church without boundaries. There are no walls between different types of churches, no competition about who has the best church, and no jealousy towards other churches. All of the pastors in our city see themselves as being on the same team, and all of them are going towards the same goal. They want Jesus to be famous in our city. We see churches working together to plant new churches, to show compassion to the poor, and to send missionaries to the nations.
We have a dream of seeing Australian Indigenous peoples and those of European descent moving beyond sorries to the humble repentance and the giving and receiving of forgiveness. We dream of seeing the past wrongs and hurts of our land being healed right to the core. We have a dream of seeing our nation set an example to the rest of the world of the power of reconciliation.
We have a dream of seeing the church in Perth explode onto the streets. We dream of seeing people healed of cancer and every disease, broken hearts being mended, and mighty miracles occurring in every gathering. Marriages and devastated relationships being healed. We dream of seeing deliverance and compassion in the streets as it was in the day of Jesus. We dream of seeing these greater things that Jesus promised to us, his disciples.
We have a dream of seeing the Holy Spirit do a powerful work in our community of South Perth. Transformation in our nursing homes, transformation at the sporting clubs, gyms and shopping centres, transformation in our homes, transformation in our governing bodies, transformation in Curtin University, transformation at Bentley TAFE.
We have a dream of seeing transformation in the schools of our region, from Curtin Primary School to Penrose College, from Como High to Aquinas. We see hundreds of young people coming to know Christ in the hallways, in the classrooms, and on the sporting fields. We see thousands of kids and teens streaming into the kingdom in full devotion to Jesus. An entire new generation of radical Christ-centered leaders is emerging, willing to pay the price, willing to suffer for Christ.
We have a dream of seeing young children rise up, seeing young children pick up microphones and pray in the power of the Spirit of Christ and helping hundreds of others to come to know Jesus. We dream of kids blowing grown-ups away with their dedication and commitment to Jesus.
We have a dream of a call to prayer and fasting in our stadiums. Pastors are inviting their entire congregations. Business leaders are closing down shop and sending all employees to pray. Schools are closing down for the day, and there is a spirit of celebration and resounding united voice arising. O God, come to our city.
We have a dream of money flowing in the kingdom of God like a river. Billions of dollars are being given into the hands of humble, broken men and women and distributed to eliminate poverty and hunger in order to bring great restoration to the broken and the lost.
We have a dream of nightclubs, brothels and prisons closing down. There are no customers, no crime and no business. The police and judges are out of work. The influence of God is reaching into every sphere of our culture. The peace and presence of God is resting on our city. We have a dream of every man, woman and child growing into deep friendship with Jesus Christ and deep friendship and unity with one another. Jesus' name is famous in the land. The air is so full of God that people are pulling their cars off the road and crying out to God. Others are kneeling beside their desks and assembly lines, getting their hearts right with God.
We have a dream of reporters and historians coming to Perth and finding there are no great leaders on pedestals in this revival, only humble and broken saints who will give all the glory to God.
We have a dream, and all of that we have spoken is only a precursor to something greater that is in the Father, heart of our Father. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the Church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Father, that's our prayer. Once again, we thank you for the past. And we want to continue to look forward. Father, I just thank you for every person in this place this morning. I thank you for what you've done in their lives. I thank you for what you're doing in our lives. And it is our prayer, Lord, that through this place, we would see tens of thousands more people impacted for the gospel. Father, we do pray that your glory will continue to shine on us and through us, Lord. We thank you that you are on about extending your kingdom through us. Lord, may we not be a passenger in that. May we more and more look at where you're working in our lives and in our world and go for it with you. We want to cooperate with you more, Lord. So we thank you again for this morning. We thank you for this church. I just want to read through a few of those chapters or a few of those verses from different places. I'll come up on the screen that Paul wrote. 1 Corinthians 1, we read this week. He says, I always thank God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. Another version says, I thank God for the gifts that he's given you. Now we need to realise when Paul writes to a church, the word you is to the group. So when we read verses that have you in it, we often individualise them. Because we think, oh, I'm reading this, so this is speaking to me, which is true. But when he's writing to the churches, we've got to realise that it's a part of the group that he's writing to. Okay, so right there to the Corinthian church, Paul says, I thank God for you because of all the gifts that he's given you. Now, we know that in Corinth, there's a lot of mess, like with a capital M. But he starts off with, I thank God for the gifts God's given you. In Romans, when he wrote to the church in Rome, he says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. What a great thing to be said about you, about a church. I thank God because your faith is being reported all over the world. That's true to some extent of this church. There's people thanking God for this church who are in other countries of the world. It's a good thing. Philippians chapter 1, he says, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a work in you, the group, will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ. So here Paul says to the Philippian church, every time I remember you, I praise God, I thank God with joy because of what has happened there. Because of your partnership. You know, partnership is a key word in the gospel. We don't just partner with God, we partner with one another because we can't individually do what we have to do. So we partner, we team. Teamwork is a huge thing. And Paul says, I thank this Philippian church because they partner with me in the gospel. They enter into what I'm doing and therefore they're doing it as well. And just the encouragement that God is going to continue what he started. God's the one that starts the things in us. He's the one that's going to carry it on to completion. I need that encouragement from time to time. To realise that no matter all that we've done which hasn't been flash, to just hear God saying, it's okay, I'm working this out. I'm at work in you and through you. Keep cooperating with me. Don't dwell on what you haven't done well, let's go again. I'm at work. Then in Colossians chapter 1, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints. Faith and love. Another great thing. 1 Thessalonians, Paul says, we always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers. We continually remember before our God and Father, your work produced by faith. Your labour prompted by love and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Labour of love. You've heard that phrase, haven't you? And Paul's saying to this church, which he only spent three Saturdays preaching. Then the church was off. And he's writing back saying, this is what I want to commend you for. Your work that is produced by faith. Sometimes we're working and everything within us says, let's give up. But faith says, no, we'll keep going because God is at work here. I may need to reshape some things, but let's keep going. The labour, that word labour gives a sense of this is tough work at times. This is not just plain sailing. The labour of love. It's tough enough to even love the people who you like. It's tough enough to love people in your own family. Let alone church family, let alone neighbourhood. That's a labour of love. And Satan says, I don't want you to do that. I want to divide you wherever I can. I want to get you annoyed with everyone so there's no love. And Paul's giving these Thessalonian church encouragement and endurance which is inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus. You know, right off the bat, Paul wanted them to know, to be affirmed in what they were doing. Even though, as I said earlier, they've got all this stuff that needs to be sorted out, he still wants off the bat to affirm them. You know, some of you have been a part of our church for less than a year. Some of you have been a part of our church all your life, which might not be long. Some of you have been a part of this church for 50 years, 40 years. And you know this church is not perfect because you're here. And I'm here. See, a church is made up of people. And you know that we don't always make flash decisions. And we don't get things right. And we don't do things that you think we should do. And you don't do things we think you should do. That's the reality of family. I mean, let's face it, we've got how many hundred people here? You take it down to your own little family, it's the same dramas. Church is not perfect. But thanks be to God for what God has done through this place. This year even. This week. The last 59 years. Tens of thousands of people have been impacted for the gospel because of what happened here. And because of what God's been doing here. And because of people's responses. You know, sometimes we don't appreciate what is happening. We don't appreciate our own church. Because we see what it's not. We see the black spot. I've been talking to a few people recently who have visited other churches. And they come back and they say, gee, I'm so thankful for this church. Not because the other churches are rotten, it's just that they suddenly realise we have got some good stuff going on. That's an amen. You know, I came here, I was about 17 the first time I started. Well, I came here when I was about 6, but I was only visiting then. But I came here when I was at last year of school. I played a few games of basketball, just filling in. And then when I went to university the next year, so in 1973, I thought, basketball, I'll play basketball for South Perth, so I'll go to South Perth. So basketball was the thing that initially got me here. So I thank God for basketball. Because without basketball, I might not ever have been... Now, you mightn't thank God for basketball, but anyway, I do. You know, I thank God for the people, the myriads of people who have encouraged me in this place. Been here over 34 years. The myriads of people who have actually helped me on my journey. And who have had the grace enough to not hold me to everything I've done. They've forgiven me and they've helped me move forward. I thank God for older people. They didn't seem that old. They looked old then, but they probably weren't old. But anyway, they're like us probably. But older people, because I was staying at a residential college at university, and I had nowhere we could go where you called home. And so a few of the older people used to have me around for a meal sometimes. That'd be me and all these old people. Now and again, I got invited where there were some young people as well. But so that was good. I praise God for the older people in this church who actually said, hey, come around, have a meal. I thank God for those people. I thank God for David and Diane Bond, who, after 2.5 years coming here, they said, oh, I need to come and stay in our house. They just moved into Coma, and so they actually invited me to be a part of their home. And I remember the first time in Perth, I thought, gee, I've got a family I can actually... I belong. Because when you're living in a room, you don't belong anywhere. You don't belong back in Harvey. You don't belong in Perth. You feel like you're a misfit. And I remember thinking for the first time, I belong, actually. I'm part of a family again. And so when they went out for meals to their parents, I went as well. It was great. But they freed me up in so many ways. Some of the words of freedom they spoke into my life, and they affirmed me, encouraged me. I got involved in ministry through that. I thank God for them. Who knows what would have happened? I was very insecure in those times, and a lot of what God did in building my security came out of those times of staying with David and Diane. Out of that, I got involved in ministry, and I just thank God that people took a risk and let me do some stuff. I got involved in kids ministry and teen ministry and youth ministry and all that sort of stuff. I was trusted with responsibility, and I thank God for the leadership who were probably not sure about my methods, but they took a risk. Still, I'm a bit of a maverick, I guess. But I know when we got married here in early 1979, and once again, Raymond's from Muckambood and I'm from Harvey. We didn't have any family in Perth, and just the way this church just enveloped us, embraced us and blessed us as a couple. And when we had kids, I just was so thankful because we wouldn't often know where they were on a Sunday. Who's got them, I wonder? I just thank God for the security we've felt as a couple here. I thank God that this church has preached the gospel. Thank God that for many years this church has preached the gospel and has been involved in overseas stuff as well. I mean, the Sea to Sea is alive and well now. It's been alive and well for many years. And I thank God that this is where I got a heart for mission. I thank God that when I went on my first overseas trips, this church was the ones who encouraged me to go and actually supported me in many other ways while there and since then. I thank God for the risk that the leaders took when we moved into this new building back in 88. They invited me to be a youth pastor on full time, and that was pretty scary then, but I thank God that they actually took a risk then as well. I thank God for the many friends and the partnership that I have with so many people here. It's been an extremely blessed time for me. You're a part of this church. Unless you're visiting for the first time today, you're a part of this church. And even if you're here for the first time, you're still a part of this church. We want to actually hand the rest of the sermon or part of the sermon over to you. What do you thank God for this church? We'd love you to share. We're going to have Tanya and Darren. I think Darren, you're going to do a microphone? And we want to just take the microphones around and say, okay, some of you have been here a long time, some of you have not been here that much. But just to have an opportunity for you to share briefly and specifically, and I thank God for this church because. What would you like to say? What would you like to share in praise to God for this church? So feel free. Hands up, let's get it going. I have a microphone. Oh, we want to hear you, that's all. We'll start here with Kim.
I thank God for the leadership here who wants to hear from God and want to follow the Holy Spirit in the direction the church is to go and try and lead us all in that direction. I really thank God for that.
Thanks, Kim.
I thank God for the youth work in this church and the wonderful Sunday schools. I know you don't call them Sunday schools, but that's my old-fashioned word. But it's just wonderful that the children are so well looked after.
Thanks, Carly.
And I just want to thank all the youth leaders. I had my children grew up in this church and went through the teenage years here. And when they're sort of 13, 14 and wanting to back off from mum and dad a little, there were youth leaders who just took over and took them places and influenced their lives. And I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah. Amen. Partnership in the gospel right there. Thanks, Maureen.
I want to thank God for the friends made and also being encouraged to use my gifts on the piano and drama and to given the chance to like play in big church and start in youth church. And yeah.
Keep doing it, Jenna.
I want to thank God for all the people who pray, who minister to us as individuals and keep us corporately connected to God.
Thanks, Brett.
I want to thank God for this church because I grew up here. I came here when I was 5. I grew up here. And I just want to thank everyone because they've been so supportive and so just happy. And then just every time I come here, I just get really happy and it's just great. Thank you.
I thank God because He made me a Christian.
Praise God.
Amen.
And he's got the permanent marker on his head.
So. I just want to thank the Lord for other parents of friends of my children. Particularly for their encouragement and for opening their home to my children and feeding them at times and just a place to hang out.
Thanks, Fran.
I just want to thank God for the way my girls have been able to get involved in the ministry in the church with the children's ministry. It's been really wonderful.
Where are we? Eli.
Yeah, thank you, Lord, for all the people in the church, the women with the big hearts and the men that stand tall. It's really encouraging to be part of this family, and it's always felt like a real safe place where you can open up. And I thank God for the counselling ministry, because through that I've received so much healing and help and freedom, and just praise God.
Praise God. Thanks, Eli.
And I thank God for this church.
Call the microphone. That's
I thank God for this church because I live in an old aged home and no way of getting here at all. And I just missed so much being part of God's family. And they send a bus to come and get each one of us oldies who can't walk anymore. And I've found so much love and caring here. I just praise God for you all.
Thanks, Marge.
Thank you.
I thank God for this church because of the freedom
the freedom it gives me to grow in my faith and the opportunities and encouragement it gives me to serve in different ways that suit me and that God leads me to serve. So I thank God for freedom, really.
Keep going for it, Steve.
I thank you and praise you, Lord, for everyone here in this church, brothers and sisters, who have been a help to me, and also for being able to be in the children's ministry being on mission trips up to Coral Bay and other places. Thank you, in Jesus' name.
Oh yeah, baby.
I thank God for being able to connect in with the guys at this church, and I also thank God for the people that he raises for ministry in this church. It's amazing, just people putting their hands up and saying, man, God, I just want to serve you. And it's awesome to see them go, yeah, I want to do that. So I praise God for that. Thank you, Lord.
Thanks, Damo. Did you hear Damo on radio this week? Yeah. Some of you, wait a minute. Some people got no idea why they're clapping. He got engaged on radio this week. Did you say yes? Is Miriam here? Is Miriam here? No, she's studying. But we thank God for the fact that people meet and get married and all that sort of stuff here as well. It's good. Where are we now?
Martin. I thank God for the great land resource that he's given us here and the steady leadership that we have that will lead to this property being used for great purposes for God.
Thanks.
Yeah, I thank God for garage sales, not basketball. I was at a garage sale last year that we came to know this church, met you, David, and I thank God for embracing my family coming over from Africa, not knowing anybody in Perth, and all the blessings that have come out of that, and I thank God for this church's heart for mission, because it is so strong that I never feel that far away from Africa. Amen.
Amen.
I thank God for the outreach focus of this church. My sister isn't a Christian, received a pack. Studying for the TE, the exam survival pack, and it's just great how they embrace everyone and encourage and uplift all people and have such an outreach focus.
Thanks, Beth.
I just want to thank God for giving us an instant family of 500 when we arrived here. We came from another country and just found that all you are related to me in Christ, and the way you accepted kids and accepted them and encouraged them all the way. I'm really very grateful for it.
Good on you, Veronica.
I thank God for the youth and the kids at this church, because in that I really see a hope of the future, that this church is going to be strong and make a big impact for a lot of years to come.
Thanks, Pete.
I just want to thank God for the amazing young people as well that he's raising up.
I want to thank God for Darren and Mel, the absolutely awesome worship team we have here. That's our Hill. And for the fact that we are a middle ground church where we're Pentecostals and we're conservative people can come together in a spirit of humility and unity. I thank God that we've positioned ourselves as a church for that.
Thanks, Lindsay. That is true.
I thank God for the mission opportunities that we get here and for the prayer and support and encouragement that you get when you take up those opportunities.
Hiya, Brett.
I thank God for the second family I have here. Like, my family aren't Christian, no one is, so it's just really encouraging to have people here that, I don't know, can share stuff with, and it's just really encouraging.
Hey, Kendall. This side going to sleep or what? What's happening over here?
I thank God for this church because it has reminded me to be strong in my faith and yet humble in his presence. So, thank God for that.
Hi, Evan.
Say thanks to all the one brother and sister who helped me when I was sick and prayed for me. I came here a few years back. I was not well mentally, physically. And when I got sick, I got brother and sister here helping me. Even 2 years ago. Even the church helped me, encouraged me. And I said, thanks God, because I see a great future in missionary here and abroad. And if you have a good leadership, there are a lot of people praying.
Tanya Luigi. Any others?
I thank God for the humility that is apparent every single day that you come to this church. And I thank God for the deep spirit of caring of the people that make up this congregation. It's not a fickle thing. They are really committed to caring for other people. And I just want to thank God for the diversity of culture here as well. It's really awesome.
I was thinking, yep, go on, Catherine.
I just want to say I thank God for letting broken people come in here and just giving them a home and just making them feel safe and like they are really of worth. It's amazing to see what God has done.
That's good. I mean, that's our dream, isn't it? To be a church where people are actually embraced regardless of who we are. I mean, even I was hit again as we shared this morning, the different cultures, you know, the different places that people have come from, whether it be Asia or Europe or, you know, we're from different backgrounds. And we're all here, all together here. It's a good thing. You know, it's a good thing. How about I just give thanks as we think through some of that stuff? Lord, I just thank you for this church. I thank you for what you've done in the past. I thank you for the people who had the desire and the willingness to work hard, to pray and to actually lay their lives and their money and everything on the line. Thank you for the people who have given so much in the past this place. And I thank you for the people of the present who have given so much. I've spent a lot of time and energy and money. Father, I thank you. Praise you for what you're doing in people's lives. 59 years, Lord, help us to realize that what you've started, you're bringing to completion. You're going to complete it. Help us to realize that what you have done, you'll continue to do in and through us. Thanks that we're not bound by anything. We're free in Jesus to actually allow you to work through us. Oh, Father, keep us going in those directions. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You know, it is good to thank God for what God has done here. It's good to have memories. It's good to reflect on some of those things. To celebrate. But it's also good to realize, hey, the past is good. We can learn from it. We can celebrate it. But it's not the future. And we're heading into the future. We're in today. It's important for us to, I believe, not be a passenger on the journey. You know, we're all involved in this stuff. This is partnership stuff. Let's not just sit back and say, well, it sounds like it's been a good ride so far. It's been a tough ride for many people. It's been a tough ride, and for some of you it's been a tough ride. But there's been a lot of joy and stuff along the road. And we want to continue. We want to keep going. Don't just enjoy the memories. I read a quote earlier on this year, and I've got a copy of it stuck on my wall, and it says, when your memories are more exciting than your dreams, you've begun to die. Find joy in your dreams. When your memories are more exciting than your dreams, you've begun to die. Now, obviously, we've begun to die when we're born. That's the reality of our bodies wearing out. But let's keep the dreams. Let's keep allowing God to dream through us. And not just be pie-in-the-sky stuff, but actually we can start to live the dreams. You know, Steve shared, he feels this church has given him the freedom to actually go for it and to live out something of what God's put in him. That's what we want for all of you. We want this to be a church where a person feels they're free to use what God's given them. And we want to say, how can we help? It's good to celebrate what God has done, but it's good to keep looking forward. And I'd encourage you to reconsider your involvement in this place and out of this place. Reconsider, what does it mean for you? You know, South Perth, Church of Christ, is a place where we're praying more and more that the kingdom of God will continue to be extended in and because of this place. Because of you, because of the people. I encourage you to be continually a part of it in a renewed manner. Please don't ask those four people to come forward now. We're going to be having a time of prayer. Make sure you've got a microphone that's on. But some of you remember that prayer that statement Martin Luther King made a number of years ago. I have a dream. Just come up and stand behind us. Darren, can you organise that other mic? I have a dream. Isn't there that one? I have a dream. Yes or no? Yeah, okay. We haven't got him here this morning. We've got a group of people and we're going to pray. And we're going to pray a dream. Penny sort of put this together, modified it a bit. We want to pray this out. So can I ask you to stand? Because it's a dream that we're a part of. Now you might think, I'm not a part of all of this dream, but that's okay. All right, let's pray this out. Thanks, guys. You can lead us in this.
We have a dream. We have a dream in Perth, in Western Australia, of hundreds of pastors and intercessors on their knees, arm in arm, shoulder to shoulder, crying out to God for revival and spiritual awakening. Among these leaders and intercessors are Africans and Asians, Indigenous Australians and Middle Easterners, people from every tribe and tongue. There is no distinction of race, and love is abounding. There are more spontaneous prayer gatherings around the city than can possibly be counted. The spiritual climate of our region is being transformed as the people of Perth pray.
We have a dream of a city without divisions and a church without boundaries. There are no walls between different types of churches, no competition about who has the best church, and no jealousy towards other churches. All of the pastors in our city see themselves as being on the same team, and all of them are going towards the same goal. They want Jesus to be famous in our city. We see churches working together to plant new churches, to show compassion to the poor, and to send missionaries to the nations.
We have a dream of seeing Australian Indigenous peoples and those of European descent moving beyond mere sorries to the humble repentance and the giving and receiving of forgiveness. We dream of seeing the past wrongs and hurts of our land being healed right to the core. We have a dream of seeing our nation set an example to the rest of the world of the power of reconciliation.
We have a dream of seeing the church in Perth explode onto the streets. We dream of seeing people healed of cancer and every disease, broken hearts being mended and mighty miracles occurring in every gathering. Marriages and devastated relationships being healed. We dream of seeing deliverance and compassion in the streets as it was in the day of Jesus. We dream of seeing these greater things that Jesus promised to us, his disciples.
We have a dream of seeing the Holy Spirit do a powerful work in our community of South Perth. Transformation in our nursing homes. Transformation at the sporting clubs, gyms and shopping centers. Transformation in our homes. Transformation in our governing bodies. Transformation in Curtin University. Transformation at Bentley TAFE.
We have a dream of seeing transformation in the schools of our area. From Curtin Primary to Penrose College, Como High to Aquinas, we see hundreds of young people coming to know Jesus in the hallways, in the classrooms, and on the sporting fields. We see thousands of kids and teens streaming into the kingdom in full devotion to Jesus. An entire new generation of radical, Christ-centered leaders is emerging, willing to pay the price, willing to suffer for Christ.
Jesus, we have a dream of seeing young children rise up,
seeing young children pick up microphones and pray in the power of the Spirit of Christ and helping hundreds of others come to know you, Jesus. We dream of kids blowing grown-ups away with their dedication and commitment to Jesus.
We have a dream of a call to prayer and fasting in our stadiums. Pastors are inviting their entire congregations. Business leaders are closing down shop and sending all employees to pray. Schools are closing down for the day, and there is a spirit of celebration and a resounding united voice arising. O God, come to our city.
We have a dream of money flowing in the kingdom of God like a river. Billions of dollars are being given into the hands of humble, broken men and women and then distributed to eliminate poverty and hunger in order to bring great restoration to the broken and the lost.
We have a dream of nightclubs, brothels, and prisons closing down. There are no customers, no crime, and no business. The police and judges are out of work. The influence of God is reaching into every sphere of our culture. The peace and presence of God is resting on our city.
We have a dream of every man, woman, and child growing into deep friendship with Jesus Christ and deep friendship and unity with one another. Jesus' name is famous in the land. The air is so full of God that people are pulling their cars off the road and crying out to God. Others are kneeling beside their desks and assembly lines, getting their hearts right with God.
We have a dream of reporters and historians coming to Perth and finding there are no great leaders on pedestals in this revival, only humble and broken saints who give all the glory to God.
We have a dream. And all of the above is only a precursor to that something greater that is in the heart of the Father. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Father, that's our prayer. Father, we recognise that we're in partnership with you in this. And I pray that each of us would more and more recognise and take on board our role that you want us to be a part of and play in this. Lord, it's partnership, it's team. Thanks that no one of us can do this alone. Thanks that you've put something within each of us that you want to actually bring to fruition, you want to blossom. Father, I pray that we would cooperate with you in all of that. Father, again, we thank you for the 59 years we've had so far in this church. And we pray for this year, we pray for this week, we pray that as we head out this week, that something of your light would shine in the darkness that we go into. Father, this is not about 10 years' time, this is about this week. Father, help us to realise that, help us to enjoy what you're doing where we are. Help us to notice and cooperate with you. God, thank you that you are faithful. You've been faithful to us and you are faithful. And thanks that you're good and thanks that love defines you. May we go experiencing the joy because of that. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said?
Amen.
Amen.